Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Bayes, an open-source chat model with parameter-efficient tuning on self-chat data. Authored 2023 by Kanwen Xu, Daya Guo, Nan Duan, Julian McCauley. Abstract. Chat models, such as ChatGPT, have shown impressive capabilities and have been rapidly adopted across numerous domains. However, these models are only accessible through a restricted API, creating barriers for new research and progress in the field. We propose a pipeline that can automatically generate a high-quality multi-turn chat corpus by leveraging ChatGPT to engage in a conversation with itself. Subsequently, we employ parameter-efficient tuning to enhance Llama, an open-source large language model. The resulting model, named Bayes, demonstrates good performance in multi-turn dialogues with guardrails that minimize potential risks. The Bayes models and data are released for research purposes only. An online demo is also available. 2.1. Introduction. The rapid advancement of natural language processing, NLP, techniques in recent years has led to the emergence of highly capable chat models, such as ChatGPT, OpenAI, 2023a, and GPT-4, OpenAI, 2023b. These models demonstrate a remarkable ability to understand and generate human-like responses in a wide range of domains. As a result, chat models have become increasingly popular for applications like customer support, virtual assistants, and social media moderation. Despite the promising potential of these models, they are often only accessible through restricted APIs, creating barriers for new research and progress. Furthermore, the limited availability of chat models poses obstacles for researchers and practitioners alike, hindering the growth of the NLP community. The lack of publicly available, high-quality chat corpora for multi-turn conversations exacerbates this issue, limiting the possibilities for refining and evaluating these models. In this paper, we propose a novel pipeline, shown in Figure 1, to address these challenges by leveraging the capabilities of ChatGPT to automatically generate a high-quality multi-turn chat corpus. Our approach involves having ChatGPT engage in a conversation with itself, simulating both user and AI responses. This generated corpus serves as a valuable resource for training and evaluating chat models in the context of multi-turn dialogues. Furthermore, by specifying a seed dataset, we can sample from a particular domain and fine-tune chat models to be specialized in specific areas, such as healthcare or finance. To fine-tune large language models in a low-resource setting, we utilize a parameter-efficient tuning approach that effectively leverages the limited computational resources available. This strategy enables the adaptation of state-of-the-art language models to resource-constrained scenarios while maintaining high performance and adaptability. Our primary focus is on improving an open-source large language model, Llama, Tuvron et al., 2023, which we believe holds promise as an accessible alternative to proprietary chat models. By fine-tuning Llama with our generated chat corpus, we create a new model, named Bayes, Bai Ze, a mythical creature in Chinese folklore, who speaks human languages and knows everything. Bayes is a chat model that can run on a single GPU, making it accessible for a broader range of researchers. Our main contributions in this paper are as follows. We propose a reproducible pipeline for automatically generating a high-quality multi-turn chat corpus by having ChatGPT engage in a conversation with itself. Our pipeline fills a gap in the availability of public resources for training chat models in multi-turn dialogue settings. We employ parameter-efficient tuning to enhance the Llama model in a low-resource setting, resulting in the creation of Bayes, a highly capable open-source chat model. By presenting the Bayes model in the pipeline used to generate the chat corpus, we aim to facilitate new research and progress in the NLP community. 2. Related work. Language models for chat. Since the success of GPT-2, Radford et al. 2019, there have been many language models for chatting with humans. As an initial trial, DialoGPT, Zhang et al. 2019, uses Reddit data to fine-tune GPT-2 for open domain dialogue. Mina, Adiwardhana et al. 2020, is a multi-turn open domain chatbot with 2.6b parameters, trained with data mined and filtered from public domain social media conversations. Following Mina, Lambda, Thopilon et al. 2022, is a chat model with 137b parameters, pre-trained on 1.56t words of public dialogue data and web text. ChatGPT, OpenAI, 2023a, is a model optimized for chat by introducing reinforcement learning with human feedback, RLHF, which astounds the community with its human-like chat ability. GPT-4, OpenAI, 2023b, is an improvement to ChatGPT with newly added reasoning and multimodal capability. Concurrent to our works, there have been attempts to replicate ChatGPT with open-source foundation models. Stanford Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, uses Self-Instruct, Wang et al., 2022, to collect data from GPT 3.5 in instruction learning format. Then, the collected dataset is used to fine-tune Tune Llama, Tuvron et al., 2023. Vicuña, Chang et al., 2023, is a fine-tuned Llama model trained on a ChatGPT dialogue corpus crawled from sharedgpt.com, a website for sharing ChatGPT dialogues. We will discuss the pros and cons of the data source of each model in Section 3. Parameter-efficient tuning. Conventional fine-tuning requires training all parameters in a large model, which can be inefficient as the numbers of parameters grows. Adapter, Holsby et al., 2019, adds a tunable transformer layer while freezing the original layers. Bitfit, Zakin et al., 2022, only tunes bias terms in the linear layers. Diffpruning, Guo et al., 2021, learns sparse weights that can be added to the original weights of the language model. Prefix tuning, Li and Liang, 2021. Liu et al., 2021, fine-tunes prefix tokens inserted before the input. Laura, Hu et al., 2022, inserts tunable low-rank matrices into attention layers. Laura achieves superior performance compared with conventional fine-tuning on GPT-3. Concurrent to our work, there are attempts to use Laura, Hu et al., 2022, to fine-tune Llama. Alpaca Laura Cubed follows the same recipe as Alpaca while using Laura for higher efficiency. There are also model weights trained in other languages with the code of Alpaca Laura. Different from these attempts, our work focuses on developing an affordable and reproducible pipeline to efficiently tune a general-purpose language model for multi-turn chat. 3. Data collection via self-chatting. In this section, we detail the methodology employed for generating a high-quality multi-turn chat corpus by leveraging ChatGPT, GPT-3.5 Turbo, to engage in a conversation with itself. This process, named self-chatting, serves as the foundation of our data collection pipeline and plays a critical role in enhancing the open-source large language model, Llama, to achieve better performance in multi-turn dialogues. The self-chatting process involves utilizing ChatGPT to generate messages for both the user and AI assistant in a conversational format. We apply a template, shown in Appendix A, to define the format and requirements, allowing the API to continuously generate transcripts for both sides of the dialogue until a natural stopping point is reached. The conversation is centered around a to seed, which can be a question or a key phrase that sets the topic for the chat. In our own training of Bayes, we use questions from Quora 4 and Stack Overflow as seeds. A dialogue example generated with self-chatting is shown in Table 1. We collect a total of 111.5k dialogues through self-chatting, using approximately 55k questions from each source. This process cost us approximately $100 for calling OpenAI's API. Also, one could use questions or phrases extracted from a domain-specific dataset to enhance the knowledge and ability of the chat model for a specific domain. Motivated by a recent report, Johnson et al., 2023, that ChatGPT can answer cancer-related questions as well as the National Cancer Institute, we use the MedQuad, Ben Abica and Demner Fushman, 2019, dataset as seeds and obtain an additional 47k dialogues in the medical domain to train a Bayes model specialized for healthcare. The statistics of the resulting corpora are shown in Table 2. 3. Comparison with other data sources. Stanford Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, uses Self-Instruct, Wang et al., 2022, to collect data in instruction learning format. However, their instruction input-output format, introduced in Ta, San et al., 2022, and Flan, Wei et al., 2022, is limited to a single turn and differs from the natural dialogue interface of ChatGPT. In contrast, our data collection pipeline focuses on strengthening the chat ability of the model by leveraging high-quality chat transcripts from ChatGPT. Additionally, we incorporate data from Stanford Alpaca into our training corpus to further enhance the ability of Bayes to follow instructions. Vicuña, Chang et al., 2023, uses dialogues crawled from sharedgpt.com, a website that allows users to conveniently share their conversations with ChatGPT. An advantage of doing so is the high quality of collected data. The users tend to share dialogues when they are satisfied with the answers from ChatGPT. However, this source may have serious privacy and legal problems. The content shared by the users may contain highly sensitive personal information and is subject to complex copyright issues, as the users may own the copyright of the input and, possibly, output. Notably, ShareGPT.com has recently banned crawling of the website, which means this data source is no longer available and Vicuña is not reproducible. Different from these sources, our proposed self-chatting pipeline is a reliable and scalable way to collect data without copyright concerns involving a third party, as long as the seed dataset has a proper license. 4. Parameter efficient tuning. In this section, we discuss the parameter efficient tuning method employed to optimize Bayes. Standard fine-tuning often requires vast amounts of computational resources, as well as high-quality and extensive datasets. However, given the limited availability of high-quality multi-turn chat corpora, it is crucial to adopt methods that are more efficient in terms of computational cost and data requirements. Parameter-efficient tuning methods, Li and Liang, 2021, Hu et al., 2022, help achieve this goal by making better use of the available data and minimizing the need for extensive resource allocation. Specifically, we use low-rank adaption, LoRA, Hu et al., 2022, to tune the Llama model. For a linear layer H walks, the forward pass is modified to B2B, equals H equals walks plus backs. 1, where West Euro road times K, B Euro road times R, A Euro RR times K, with the rank R, min, D, K. Different from Hu et al., 2022, we apply LoRA to all linear layers in Llama, to increase the number of tunable parameters and adaption capabilities. We list the numbers of parameters of each model in Table 3. 5. Model settings. During the training phase, we set the maximum length of the input sequence to 512 in the rank K in LoRA to 8. We initialize the Llama checkpoints with the 8-bit integer format, int 8, parameters released by Tuvron et al., 2023, which remain fixed during training, thus reducing GPU memory consumption and improving training speed. Following Hu et al., 2022, we use a random Gaussian initialization for A and set B to 0, resulting in the value of BA being 0 at the beginning of training. We use the Atom optimizer to update LoRA parameters with a batch size of 64 and learning rates of 2e-4, 1e-4, and 5e-5 for the 7b, 13b and 30b models, respectively. The trainable LoRA parameters are fine-tuned for one epoch on a NVIDIA A100-80GB GPU and the training time is listed in Table 3. During the inference phase, we use an inference prompt, detailed in Appendix B, to improve the conversational capabilities of the Bayes models. It is important to note that we incorporate a rule stating, the AI assistant consistently declines to engage with topics, questions, and instructions related to unethical, controversial, or sensitive issues. This constraint further helps limit Bayes' involvement with sensitive subjects and demonstrates effectiveness in our experiments. For decoding strategy, we use nucleus sampling, Holtzman et al., 2020, with a temperature of 1 and a top P parameter of 0.95 by default to generate responses. Nucleus sampling, a decoding strategy that samples tokens from the most probable tokens in the distribution up to a probability threshold of P. This strategy helps to preserve diversity in the generated text while ensuring the output is coherent and contextually relevant. 6. Qualitative study. In this section, we provide examples demonstrating the capabilities of Bayes, compared with ChatGPT and Alpaca. Examples of each category are marked either as not cherry-picked if they are the first ones tried, or as cherry-picked if they are chosen from multiple dialogues. We compare Bayes with Alpaca LoRA as the demo of Stanford Alpaca is no longer available. First, as shown in Table 4, we test the models with a common sense question example from Towery et al., 2023. Then, we demonstrate how the chat models analyze a financial incident in Table 5 and explain a joke in Table 6. While the problem-solving ability is important for chatbots, it is crucial to prevent misuse of the model. We provide two examples of how the models deal with unethical questions in Table 7. These two examples demonstrate that Bayes can successfully reject unmoral requests with guardrails learned from ChatGPT and set with the inference prompt. Finally, we demonstrate the multi-turn encoding ability of Bayes with an example of interactive coding in Table 8. In addition to general Bayes models, we test Bayes healthcare with the help of a healthcare practitioner. One example is shown in Table 9 and the healthcare professional has confirmed the appropriateness of Bayes healthcare's responses. 7 limitations, risks and environmental impact. Foundation models similar to other language models, Bayes may suffer from hallucination, toxicity and stereotypes. Particularly, Bayes inherits the out-of-date knowledge from Llama, due to the fact that at least 82% of Llama's pre-training data 5 from before 2020, Bayes may provide outdated answers to certain questions, such as, who is the current president of the United States? Additionally, Llama only supports 20 languages and has a very limited corpus for non-English languages. Evaluation: we have tried automatically evaluating the models with GPT-4, OpenAI, 2023b. However, we found it unreliable as it has a strong preference for longer responses, even when the response is not informative. We believe human evaluation is more rigorous and reliable at this moment, although automatic evaluation could be an interesting research topic. We will add the results of human evaluation in the next version of the paper. License and legality: following Stanford Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, we have decided that the released weights of Bayes are licensed for research use only. The additional parameters are not part of the artifacts released by Meta. Using the additional weights of Bayes with Llama's original weights is subject to Meta's Llama license agreement. It is the responsibility of the users to download and use Llama in compliance with the license agreement. In addition to the model, we are also releasing the fine-tuning corpus under CC by NC 4.0, allowing research use only. We hereby disclaim any liability for any activities related to the distribution 5 and use of the released artifacts. The licenses are subject to change. Safety and access control: unlike ChatGPT, OpenAI, 2023a, Bayes does not rely on human feedback to suppress unwanted behaviors. Instead, Bayes learns to avoid such behaviors by imitating ChatGPT, and we have added an explicit prompt to guide its behavior. However, it is important to acknowledge that there are potential risks associated with the use of Bayes for malicious purposes, especially as we are releasing the weights. While we have tested Bayes with our default prompt, it is important to note that changing the prompt can potentially remove the guardrails. Although this risk is already present in Llama, and our further tuning is likely to reduce this risk, we want to emphasize the importance of being aware of this risk and prohibit any use of Bayes outside of research purposes. Looking at the positives, we believe our decision to release the weights can facilitate research on fairness, toxicity, and social impacts of chat models. While we do not perform access reviews, Meta has implemented an access application process that can help control the distribution of Llama models and minimize the potential risks associated with their use. Carbon footprint: we estimate to have emitted 0.83, 1.48, 3.33, and 0.46 kilograms carbon dioxide EQ. For training Bayes 7B, 13B, 30B and healthcare models, respectively. The total carbon footprint is equal to 0.004% of pre-training the corresponding Llama models. The carbon emissions are already offset. 8. Conclusion and future work: in this paper, we propose Bayes, an open-source chat model in a pipeline that automatically samples seeds from specific datasets and collect high-quality dialogue corpus by leveraging ChatGPT to chat with itself. For future work, we would like to explore introducing reinforcement learning to further improve the performance of our models. Acknowledgements: we would like to thank Jiaxin Wang from CMU for naming our model. We would like to thank Hugging Face for providing resources to host our demo. This project is led and solely funded by the Macaulay Lab at UC San Diego, 77. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.